Yesterday, a Baltimore City Council committee held public hearings on two bills that are part of a proposed housing relief package. The measures would ease the financial burden of late fees and security deposits for renters. WYPR's health and housing reporter Sarah Y. Kim has more.
The bills aim to provide long-term protections for renters after the pandemic ends. One bill, sponsored by Councilman Robert Stokes, would ensure that renters get public assistance funds before landlords charge them with late fees. Under the bill, landlords would not be able to charge late fees until the tenant is more than 10 days behind on rent. Landlords may charge the late fees on the 11th day after the tenant receives public assistance funds. Moreover, the bill would cap late fees to no more than 1% of the renter's total monthly rental payment for every day that the renter is late. Matt Hill, an attorney at the Public Justice Center, said he would support the bill once it's amended for clarity.
This is important relief for those families who are truly living on the edge of affordability.
Hill emphasized the scale of housing instability for Baltimore residents, saying that about 32,000 low-income households spend more than 50% of their monthly income on rent, according to city data. Tisha Guthrie, a housing advocate and Affordable Housing Trust Fund commissioner, says the bill would alleviate the distress and anxiety residents have gone through on a daily basis, long before the pandemic.
We're talking about our frontline workers. We're talking about the custodial staff at the hospital. We're talking about people who are hardworking individuals who are the lifeline and the bloodline of the community.
Throughout the pandemic, Baltimore housing advocates have stressed that landlords have a disproportionate power over their renters. Some renters have been illegally evicted or threatened with eviction, despite moratoriums on evictions since last spring. Guthrie says the bill would help create a balance of power.
So I'm asking, as a lifelong resident of Baltimore, as someone who has lived, learned, and worked here my entire life, for us to take this step and to put our money where our mouth is and start to do things that show how much we value those people who make this city run and work.
But Catherine Howard, general counsel for the property management company Regional Management Inc., pushed back against the bill. Howard says it doesn't take into account the impact of the pandemic on housing providers. She also took issue with the proposed 10-day grace period.
That is just going to expand the amount of time that delinquency continues, which is not helpful to either the tenant or to the landlord.
Another bill, sponsored by Council Vice President Sharon Green Middleton, would create more affordable alternatives to security deposits. Middleton says this would alleviate the financial burden for renters.
You know, at the very beginning, you have this big security deposit, which a lot of times is the same amount of your rent. Sometimes the security deposit is two months rent ahead of time.
The bill would apply to residents whose security deposits are more than 60% of their monthly rent.
There's just so many pieces to this legislation that really is going to help the renter. It's been a long time since we really looked at ways of having renter relief.
Middleton says her bill and others in the proposed housing relief package would advance equity and dismantle outdated policies. City Council members did not vote on the bills Tuesday, which have yet to be amended. I'm Sarah Y. Kim, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Healthcare coverage from WYPR is made possible by support from GBMC Healthcare.